The commissioning ceremony for the future USS Tripoli is scheduled for Pensacola in June. In the run-up, members of the local commissioning committee have traveled to Ingalls Shipyard in Pascagoula, Mississippi, to get an early look at the new amphibious assault ship and meet some of its crew. Today, in part three of our series, an introduction to two crew members who will be getting their first experience at sea.
My name is Daniel Avery, and I am a HM2.
That's Hospital Corpsman, second class.
I'm from North Carolina, by way of many other states, and now my home of record is in Pennsylvania.
At the time of our interview, Avery was looking ahead to his 38th birthday. He's been in the Navy for about 5 years.
What I do in the Navy is not so much direct patient care as a traditional hospital corpsman would do, but more public health related. So that entails environmental health aspects. So we're inspecting living spaces, birthing, laundry, food facilities.
Avery's job also involves industrial hygiene.
Mitigating risk for the crew in terms of noise, hearing conservation, sight conservation, heat stress, water testing, and that sorts of thing. And there's only two of us on the ship. So we're supporting over 1,000 people. We have the rest of our medical crew and the other supporting staff members, but it's just myself and another first class.
I am Christian Matthews, and I am an AT3. That is Aviation Electronics Technician, third class.
Matthews is a 20-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia. He's been in the Navy for about a year and a half, joining in June of 2018. And already, he has ties to Pensacola, where the commissioning ceremony will be held.
Yes, I was in Pensacola from August of 18 until February 14th of 2019. My girlfriend's from Pensacola. She lived there pretty much her whole life. She moved up to Atlanta 3-ish years ago.
On the new USS Tripoli, Matthews will work as a calibration technician.
I will be in the cal lab working on any pieces of gear, any equipment that another shop may need, any like pressure gauges.
To help explain what he does, Matthews refers back to the duties of his shipmate.
Maybe if he needs specific equipment for his job, I would bring it in, work on it, possibly fix it if it needs it, replace it, really anything that needs to be at in a specific range or anything like that will come through me and through my shop and be returned or replaced.
First ship for both of you, right?
Yes, ma'am, first ship. I'm fairly excited. It's a lot of firsts. So first pre-com, first ship, different coast, and just the day-to-day tasks have kept us with bated breath on what we can expect and what we can do.
Again, Hospital Corpsman second class, Daniel Avery.
There have been some TAD opportunities or just chances for us to go aboard other commands, other ships. So we get a bit of a taste of what our normal job will look like once we get aboard our ship. But there's been a lot of planning, a lot of phasing, a lot of inspections and whatnot. So we're pretty busy.
There's about 8 of us in the cal lab.
Aviation Electronics Technician third class Christian Matthews says he and his colleagues have been keeping busy too.
6 of them are up in Virginia right now. They've been there for about a month now. They went through and calibrated over 400 pieces of gear that we're going to need for the ship.
Matthews says he's spending much of his time helping those who serve under him get their various qualifications.
Anything that could be helpful for evals or in their future. Really, it's just a lot of getting some extra training and extra knowledge about all the different systems and stuff like that.
Much of their preparation has taken place in San Diego, California, where Tripoli will be homeported. Daniel Avery reported to the ship in Pascagoula, Mississippi, over the summer, while Christian Matthews arrived just a couple of months ago.
Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
And Christian, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The remainder of the crew is expected to be in place by late February. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.